This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust, and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to The Family with
Alex Brant-Bernard Rasmussen,
Andy Brant-Bernard,
and co-host Catherine Brandt.
I just noticed something, because I think Kristen Burt brought this up to me, but she always looks at the cupboard right behind me and sees what's on top. I've only got two boxes, and they're about a quarter full of the bar, or three boxes of the bars.
You do have a lot of junk up there. You do have a lot
Not
of junk.
Junk. It's junk. It's nutrition.
Nutrition.
You damn right. That's exactly
Oh,
what
that's
it
right.
Is.
That's all your Livia products. So
all my Livia stuff is right.
Stash them.
That's where I stash them.
So I'd like to know the over under on you and me having surgery on the same day. Mine was scheduled for my Mohs nose.
Mohs nose.
Which I made a huge mistake of looking online. Mohs procedures on the nose.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I bet there are some.
Some people have their whole tip just removed.
Never look anything
just
up.
Just gone.
On the
no.
The just tip is gone.
Don't do that.
And then, I mean, this thing before she sewed it up, which I didn't know. I mean, it's just a hole in your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Then they sew it up.
Yes.
I was just like, what the actual hell?
And consider the fact that most procedures are considered revolutionary for saving skin.
Yeah.
Yes.
So before the Mohs procedure, they would have basically just take a garden shears and clipped your nose off.
Just a chunk.
Oh, lovely. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what's interesting about this is the thing that I had on my nose was the size of a half of a pinhead.
Yeah, no, they take away. Well, what they do is
the cells spread underneath.
Yeah, they cut it out. They cut out what they can see. And then they test it, and if there are cells, which there are, of course,
usually
they will take another small ring around that. And then they test that, and if there are more cells, they'll take another ring, and
well,
so forth.
I got lucky. It was a superficial squamous. Some people say squamous. Some people say squamous. I don't know what the proper way of saying it is. It was superficial, and she only had to do one pass.
Oh, that
it
is
was,
good.
It was Mohs Day at Dr. Carroll, Mohs Day. Dr. Carroll's office. Twice a month, she does Mohs Day, and these big, burly guys with their bald heads and their bandages on top, and they're just all mad and in a kind of whiny.
Oh,
that's why I wear a hat.
We're all sitting there with these, you know, huge white band-aids waiting to see if we have to have another pass. It's like, oh, my God. It felt like the bread line at the gulag or something. It felt really weird. But anyway, so Dab goes in to have his eyes examined.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden he's like, oh, I had surgery. I'm like, what?
I know. He just did the surgery that day.
Wait,
he's like,
what?
Okay. Vision.
Well, he had a cloud. He's kept on complaining that his vision was cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually indicative.
Cataracts.
But he's had the cataract surgery.
There wasn't cataracts, but there were growths
so
behind cataracts.
Yeah, I went into Dr. Curry last week and I said, can you, if you have cataract surgery, can the lens go bad? He's like, no, never. Some very strange things can happen one out of a million.
Mm-hmm.
The lens can move out of place.
Ooh, that would not
but
be good.
The lens doesn't go bad.
No, the new artificial lens is, it's synthetic, so it doesn't have the same downsides or upsides of a real lens.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he just got rid of the cloudiness. Apparently he had I don't even know, cells that were growing.
Yes, growing back where the, behind, kind of on the cataract, I guess, or something.
Anyway, so he got that zapped off, and, I mean, he didn't have to have drops. He didn't have to do anything. He was didn't have bright red eyes. He didn't have pain.
They're doing the right eye in 2 weeks.
But that's just LASIK.
1 week.
Right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
You
exactly.
think?
I think so.
You should pay attention to your health.
What are you talking about? It's all I ever do now.
What
listen to you.
What are these doctors doing to me anyway?
But in any case, yeah, so everything's moving forward and everything's good. So what's new in town back in Minnesota?
Spring is finally here, I think.
Yep.
I think we're. Oh, the weather's been great.
School session is winding down.
It is winding down. We're,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Fawn is.
Colleges are all graduating around here.
Yeah, we had a dance competition this weekend, and one of the graduating seniors from last year was at the competition. I was like, are you done with school already? She's like, yep, back for the summer. She went to school in Kentucky. And I was like, oh, yeah. She's like, I'm done. And then next, on Sunday, which is Mother's Day, if you didn't know, get your stuff together. We were trying to find somebody to watch our kids because we want to go to the Timberwolves game. And it was like, who could we ask? And then we asked this college girl. I was like, will you be back? And she's like, I come back Thursday. So college
so
kids
So you're good to go?
Yep, we're good to go. She's going to watch the kids.
By the way, this is probably something that you, Alex and Andy, are probably not going to like, but there's nothing you can do about it.
Fun.
We already, Mom and I already took care of it. We have decided that so far, the 3.5, soon to be 4 children that you have together, the 2 for Alex, 2 for Andy, they will be attending Palm Beach Atlantic University, whether you want them to or not.
Okay.
We can get a special rate because we live right by it, so we get lower tuition.
I don't know how much that place is anyway. I don't think it's crazy.
I was going to say, I don't think it's a very expensive college. Well, Fawn's hoping, Fawn's says she's not going to college.
$40,000 tuition and fees.
Well, that's pretty low.
That's normal, I think.
These days, that's actually not very high.
I don't know what.
Florida Atlantic, now that's cheap. There's one called Florida Atlantic University.
Mm-hmm. That's what, wait.
Palm Beach Atlantic. There's Florida Atlantic. $5,000 in-state tuition.
Yep.
What?
Oh, the in-state tuition. Is the $40,000 the in-state tuition?
Is that like a
Palm Beach Atlantic?
Palm Beach Atlantic. I'm trying to see. Is that in-state or out-of-state?
I don't know.
Because I bet you in-state tuition is lower.
Oh, I think in-state looks like it's about $20,000.
20 G's a year to go to college.
Most states, Minnesota, of course, does not. But most states have savings plans. Like my friend, she sent her son to engineering school. She put in a very modest amount ever since he was like, I don't even know, 7 years old or something like that. It's tax-free, and the state will match it if you go to school in your state.
Huh.
Yeah.
So it's like a 401k, but not.
Yeah, well, it's to get people educated and professional and working in your state. I mean, it's a really smart way of retaining people.
I think by the time our kids are grown up, you can become a millionaire just by having the willingness to turn a wrench. So I'm going to be telling
$1 million to become your weekly grocery bill.
That is true.
I don't even know.
I'm going to be encouraging Ethan to become a plumber or an electrician or something because those guys, they're already making insane money because no one can do anything anymore.
Yeah,
you have a leak,
true.
You got to call someone and pay them $1,000 to tighten a bolt. Because no one knows how their house works.
Is it that bad?
It is absolutely that bad, yes.
Huh.
I would say this, whether it's your 2 kids, Alex, or your 1.5, soon-to-be 2 kids, Andy, when they realize they could sit in their dorm room and look out at the Atlantic Ocean and Palm Beach Island, they'd probably go along with going to school.
Surfing on the weekends.
Yeah, go surfing on the weekends.
What you said, Andy, surprises me because seriously, everything you need to learn how to do is on YouTube.
Yes, I know. That's how we built our basement. We watched YouTube and we talked to contractors and we talked to engineers. And
Yeah,
we didn't pay a dime for any of the education. It took a long time because we didn't, you know, it takes a while to trial and error and everything. And
sure.
We over-engineered it because we were like, well, we don't want to have the inspector come and say, well, these studs aren't quite close enough together. So that basement, the inspector basically said that a tornado could go through that basement and it wouldn't move. And we were like, well, I guess that was what we wanted. So there you go.
I've learned how to change lighting fixtures.
Yeah.
I don't know what else I've learned. I was doing some home repairs, and I used YouTube all the time. And it was just like, this is so easy. Because you've got somebody toilets. I've learned how to fix toilets on YouTube videos.
Yep.
It's like, is it making this sound? This is the flapper or the, mm-hmm. I don't know what the little things are called. But anyway, it was very educational and much, much cheaper than calling a plumber.
Yeah, no, it's super easy to learn how to do basically anything, but people just don't want to.
I think that is true.
Consider how many people get DoorDash like 5 times a week. You know, you don't want to leave your house. That's too much of an ask for you. So you have to pay the $20 extra to get your food every day.
Yeah, this guy approached me last week and wanted to know where Meraki is.
Oh, yeah.
The $40 smoothie shop per smoothie.
Yep.
And his app had him a good 3 blocks away from where he was supposed to be.
Really?
And he was just walking.
Huh.
He was just walking around downtown picking up stuff and delivering it to people.
Why not?
In a car.
You'll be in great shape, that's for sure.
That is true.
And then you can go get Mo's procedures 20 years later.
There you go.
There you go.
Wear a hat.
All right, Alex.
With a brim.
We're blaming this on you. It's because you're a fan and you caused this problem. Do you know what time the Timberwolves game is on tonight in this particular area?
9 p.m.
10 p.m.
10?
Well, because they're in Colorado.
They're in Colorado.
Yep. Mountain time.
10 o'clock start time.
Dan's like, the game starts, it's on today. So it's on at 9 for us.
Yeah, 9 o'clock for you guys.
So yeah, he'll be.
So is Colorado a contender?
They're good.
Are they?
Let's see, NBA
Everybody's
standings.
Saying that whoever wins the Timberwolves versus Nuggets is going to win the whole thing.
Yes, right. Oh, that's what I've heard. Too.
Nuggets are tied for number one in the Western Conference.
Okay.
Celtics are number one overall by quite a bit.
All year, it's been Timberwolves, Nuggets, Celtics, like trading off for
and
the
Thunder.
First.
Thunder is tied number one in the Western Conference. Yeah.
What's a Thunder?
Okay.
No clue. But
where are they from, Tom? Thunder.
Alex is the fan.
Down under, I think.
I want to say something,
Thunder,
but I don't.
NBA team. They are Oklahoma City.
I was going to say Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
All right, I was
City.
Right.
So, yeah, Oklahoma City and the Nuggets are tied for number one. Timberwolves is in number three, technically, but only by one win. So,
yeah.
But then, the Celtics are 780.
Really?
Number one overall. So, I think it's going to be tough to catch up with them.
We'll see.
Never know. We could get an injury.
That is true.
That is
a thing.
For somebody to get an injury.
That's the thing about basketball. We had the number one spot for a while, and then we had two of our big players injured, and then, so.
And then down at the bottom, we got the Detroit Pistons, 171.
Wow.
Which, when I was in your age, they won the championship just about every year.
Did they?
Yeah, well, it's like the Miami Heat.
Phenomenal.
Or the Chicago Bulls. The Chicago Bulls were like, they won everything forever. Yeah. And now they've been a mediocre team for ages.
Well, the Twins are doing well.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
They took a big loss yesterday, but they had won, 12 in a row, I think, before
that's
that.
That's a lot for the Twins to win in a row. True.
For anybody to win.
MLB standings. Okay, here we go. They're doing not terrible. I think they're number four overall. Number four.
Early in the year.
Yeah, so hey.
But we'll watch it. Now, Alex, just to go back to the Timberwolves for a second, are you going to go to the first home game back here?
Not the first one. We're just going to the one on Mother's Day.
Oh, the one on Mother's Day you're going. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because they play Friday, is it, and then Sunday?
I believe it is tonight, Friday, and then is it Sunday or Monday?
They're playing Sunday because they're playing on Mother's Day.
Oh, that's right. They're playing on Mother's Day.
We're going.
Yeah. So it'll be today, Friday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Who the hell are the Athletics? It's a terrible name.
Oh, that's used to be Oakland.
Oakland.
Athletics.
Yeah. Well, and then there's the A's. And
that
baseball.
Is the Athletics.
Yeah.
That's
the
baseball.
A's and Athletics are the same thing.
That's A's stands for. Oh, you're back in. You're in baseball now.
Yes.
I was like, there's an Athletics in basketball?
No, we're in baseball.
Okay.
And by the way, I believe that team is now in Las Vegas, aren't they?
The Athletics.
The Oakland A's.
Let's see. Athletics,
at
MLB.
They're moving there.
They are still the Oakland Athletics.
Oakland.
I don't think for long, though, because I
no?
think the hockey team, the basketball team, they moved. The football team moved, which, my God, that's
What's
amazing.
What's going on in Oakland? What's wrong?
Not a lot of good stuff.
Not a lot of, well, San Francisco has come a part of the scene. Your mother and I, when Andy was first born, and then, of course, through you guys' teen years into your early 20s, we loved going to San Francisco. It was just so much fun. It was beautiful. The food was great. Now I guess it is just a puke hole.
Mm-hmm.
It's
puke
terrible.
Hole. My brother Terry, his home office was there, and he just told corporate, he's like, I'm not coming back here anymore.
Fire me if you wish.
He said a guy just dropped trow and took a poop right
yep.
in front of me, and I'm just
okay.
not coming back here anymore.
Yep.
Welcome
That's
to your day.
It's because if you're on enough drugs, you no longer have control over your bowels.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. I suppose that's
Whatever
true.
Whatever it is, he didn't want to go.
See, who has the dumbest NBA name? Let's see.
Oh,
the dumbest?
Depends on who the judge is.
The judge?
Yeah, that's true.
Who's judging what's a good name, what's
a bad
name?
Well, I think
none of them
overall.
Are like, none of them are terrible.
What was I saying? I can't think of anything.
I guess Clippers is like, what the hell does that mean? What are you clipping?
Clippers are kind of a. Boat. Is it a
Oh,
is
it is it after the boat?
LA Clippers.
Yeah. I guess that would make sense. LA's on the ocean. Let's see. What are the Clippers named after?
Trailblazers.
It's probably like Jerry Clipper or something.
I hope it's not after what a Clipper was when I was a kid, because a Clipper when I was a kid was a pickpocket.
They are named after the boats.
Well, they are. Okay.
So You're there welcome. You go. That's
oh,
not
I
bad.
Know. The Pelicans.
Oh, yeah. Pelicans. Pretty lame animal.
And raptors.
Raptors
that's,
are cool.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, raptors. Are
yeah.
Pistons.
I don't know. Pistons are. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Because
I
do cars even have pistons.
Nets.
Electric ones.
Dumb.
I don't believe do.
That's short for Metropolitans, though.
Nets, not Mets.
No, Nets. And
oh, the
Brooklyn
Nets.
Nets. Like
well,
really,
net.
That's what you went with? Net.
Yeah.
We got a net.
Oh, Pelicans the dumbest.
Yeah, it'd be like naming a baseball team the home plates or something.
No, the bats.
The bats.
We are the bats.
All right, what else is going on in the world? Anything good?
We haven't scrutinized all the different sports yet.
Well, I know. We've only got about 80 teams left to go.
Who are we missing? Let's see. Football.
He's not going to give up. He's going to all of them.
Yep, got to look at them all. Well, the Vikings are just not good, right? So no one talks about football.
It's supposed to be getting better next year.
You think?
Now that we have
they always have a good showing for a little while.
That's true.
Followers.
They're always like a month or so, and then
yeah,
they just
they
fall
always
right
look
apart.
Good for just a bit. They just can't maintain. I don't know why.
Can't win a Super Bowl.
No.
They've never won the Super Bowl.
Not
that
for
is
quite
unbelievable.
Some
yeah.
No, they've never won the Super Bowl at all. They've been in Super Bowls, and I think the last one they were in, that was back in the late 70s, wasn't it? I mean, it was that long. It was like 45 years ago, wasn't it? I think.
They were in a Super Bowl?
They were in a Super Bowl. They were in four Super Bowls, I know.
Last time was in 77.
77?
In fact, all four of their Super Bowl appearances were in the 70s.
In the 70s, yep.
But yeah,
it's still in high school.
It's been quite a while.
Honest to God, 45, almost 50 years.
Mm-hmm, wow. Coming up.
Since they've even been in a Super Bowl, and they lost all four of them they were in anyway. They got their ass kicked in all four, too, by the way.
Hmm.
They were not close.
Delightful.
Well, still, number two in the world. That's, you know.
We're number two.
In the world.
We're number two.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
Tom here. For years, you've heard me talk about my friends at North American Banking Company. They have great online and mobile banking options, plus friendly employees who are always ready to help. And with their location in Maple Grove now open, it's even more convenient for me and my family. Go visit my friends at any one of their six Twin Cities locations or go online to nabankco.com to learn more. Why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today and have trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Mike's latest incredible deal is on the Giza Dream Sheets, which you've heard me rave about before, that's for sure. These sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza. They are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets at its lowest price ever. These sheets are 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with promo code TOM.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Dan went to the Twins game yesterday, which was sad.
Wait, why?
Because they were on a 12-game winning streak, and then they lost yesterday.
Yeah. You kind of knew they were going to, though, didn't you? I mean, after a 12-game winning streak, well, yeah, it's time to lose.
Have you heard of why they were winning or what people are saying why?
No.
Because of the summer sausage?
Oh, yeah, the summer sausage.
What?
That's right.
There's
they throw it out at you?
No. One of the players had a summer sausage.
Yep.
And he...
In his pocket?
What? Like, in the dugout, apparently, he had a summer sausage. And he was like, if we win, I'm going to break open this summer sausage. And he touched the summer sausage and then went out and got, like, a grand slam or, like, something amazing. Mm-hmm. And so then the next guy that went up to bat touched the summer sausage. And then, like, so now...
Oh, it's one of those things.
And this started during, I think, the first game of their 12-game streak. Mm. Every single time someone went up to bat, they touched the summer sausage.
So what happened yesterday?
So I guess maybe the summer sausage, maybe they need a fresh one. Because it's probably gone bad. It's gone bad by now, so they need a fresh
one. A lot of people touching it.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty gross,
I can't remember what game it was. I think it was a couple of games ago. Somebody did throw the summer sausage out of the dugout to a player standing in front of the dugout.
So there must be a player that really likes summer sausage?
I guess.
It's pretty funny, though. I didn't know that this was a thing, and Mike told me. I was like, what?
The trick summer sausage. The very special summer sausage.
The magic summer sausage.
A lot of athletes are very superstitious
about stuff. Oh, God, yeah.
Especially baseball. It seems like baseball's like the most superstitious sport. Because there's 800 games.
Oh, only 162. It's not that.
Well, I think superstitions are sort of like, you know how like when you play tennis or golf or anything, you do drills so you know how to hit it.
Yes.
You know, you have to set yourself up so that you're like in the space to do the job. Mm-hmm. And I think superstition is kind of like that. It's like it just brings you into the space.
Yeah, and it's like a placebo effect thing where it's like if it helps you feel like you're. Gonna win? Great. Go for it. Yeah. What's been who cares?
Yeah. It's like the 80 for Brady thing.
Yeah.
They had to like spill a bowl of chips or something before every game.
Yeah, there was like a whole setup.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for a long time, I don't know if it was just a sitcom meme or if it was a real thing, but for a long time it was sports fans wearing a particular pair of underwear when they watched each game.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure there's tons
of their lucky underwear. And if I don't wear my lucky underwear, my team's not going to win.
Can it be washed?
Yes.
Can it be laundered?
Yeah. I believe it can be washed, good. It's the fibers themselves that are magic, I guess. I don't know.
Otherwise, they have to have a separate dugout for those people.
Yeah, they don't need a patina or anything.
Speaking of farts.
Oh, I was going to say.
Speaking of farts.
We went to church yesterday.
More positive segue.
Oh, God. Why do you have to bring this up? Oh,
no.
We almost had to leave.
Somebody
laid down a foggy
Mountain breakdown,
and it did not leave for several minutes.
Several long minutes.
It was nasty.
That's gross.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, we were right next to a door too.
Yep.
I mean, if I felt something that toxic coming up. I would go outside, get it done, walk around, and come back in. This guy, I think it was the guy in front of you.
Mm. It was the guy in front of me, definitely, because I wanted to leave and your mother wouldn't.
Well, I thought it would dissipate.
Oh,
that's one thing about churches is they do not have good airflow.
No, especially when it was built in the early 1800s.
Yeah, they've never had, no church I've ever been in has had good airflow. I don't know why. The HVAC is just.
Or sound.
Well, yeah.
It's like the priest is doing the, I'm listening with some Corinthians. Mm-hmm. I was like, what? Why don't you just stay on the mic? Or somebody needs to have a better mic. Put one on his face.
Yeah, so you need an omnidirectional mic. You can't do the shotgun mics for people like that.
Yeah, we witnessed a First Communion ceremony.
Oh, very sweet.
Oh, the little kids were so solemn. They had their, walking around. They did a lot of walking around, and they had their little prayer hands and looked very, very serious.
Last weekend was, must have been First Communion weekend.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so it's one of the sixth Sunday after Easter, seventh Sunday after Easter. I think that's traditional.
Something.
So when, why is First Communion a thing? Don't you just like take communion? Or do you have to like be a certain age or what?
Yeah, I think you have to understand. Is communion the same as confirmation?
No. Confirmation is a special thing.
Confirmation is your adult in the eyes of the church.
Right.
Oh, because these kids were, they looked like what?
Communion is when you can.
Six, seven, eight?
Six, seven, 8 years old.
Yeah, that's about right
like
for
that.
First
seven,
communion.
Seven, I think, is generally.
Yeah, confirmation, I think, is basically like you are now old enough to understand what it actually means to be Catholic.
Yeah.
You confirm. You're like, yes, I am Catholic.
I remember my first communion. I do not remember being confirmed.
I remember being confirmed, but not my first communion. So
we had our first communion, confirmation, and were baptized on the same day.
That was also the first communion?
Yes.
I was like 12.
We did it all on the same day.
Yes.
Huh.
I was nine.
We weren't very good about going to church back in those days.
I went to church all the time because I went to St. Andrew's.
Yep.
Well, that's why you ended up. They were like, these people are high flight risks. We got to get it all done at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had fits. Their godfather was holding their heads underwater. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember being dunked.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Very weird, but whatever.
Okay, so when do you get your extra name? Is that confirmation?
That's confirmation.
And that's
name,
only
yep.
Catholic, I think.
That's Catholic. That's a Catholic.
Oh, okay,
thing.
So I do remember being confirmed because I chose Maria.
I didn't.
I just met
I don't think I
Catherine
chose.
Catherine Alexandra Maria. Brandt.
Michael.
Not enough.
Yeah, you got to
Yours
choose.
Yours is Michael.
Did I choose Michael?
Yeah.
Huh.
I told you,
Alex.
Mine's
remember.
Elizabeth. Oh. We went after our
godparents.
Yep. That's right.
Because mm-hmm. I kept telling Andy to do Francis of Assisi so he could be Andrew Francis of Assisi.
Andy Francis.
I was like, do the whole thing. Do Francis of Assisi.
I wonder.
Because he was always my favorite saint.
How about one of those like Spanish saints with 17 names.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Saint with longest name, I wonder. Which saint had the longest name? Catholicism.org is going to tell us.
Yeah, of course they will.
Let's see. Alphonsus Liguori was baptized. Alphonsus Mary Antony John Cosmas Damian Michael Gaspard de Liguori.
100%. Holy moly.
So that is my confirmation name.
Absolutely.
I'd have to carry that around on a piece of paper to know my own name.
Yeah, just do the acronym.
Very Catholic. That is very, very Catholic.
It's very Catholic and very South European.
Do they even have confession anymore? Because you used to, when I was a kid, you had to go to confession first, and then you had to go to communion.
Well, they have a communal confession now.
Oh, so you don't go in the booth anymore?
Yeah, we weren't listening to the priest, apparently, because we were supposed to all confess our sins.
Just in Catholicism, you can there are certain times of the month that you can go to confession, but in
the booth
service, in the booth with the whole thing, if you want to. But then now in the service, there's just like you're supposed to.
Yeah,
it's a general blanket. I'm sorry for all my sins, and then you're forgiven. And it's not like a go say 12 Hail Marys, 3 Our Fathers, and 1 Apostles' Creed.
They don't do that anymore.
No,
they do if you go to regular confession.
If you go to individual confession, then yes. If there's something specific that you're like, I want to get this.
I don't think I ever did that.
Yeah, we had to do it at St. Andrew's.
I remember doing the there was the priest up on the altar or whatever, and then each person would go up and talk to them, but it wasn't like in a booth or anything.
Really?
Oh, I went when I went to my middle school that you didn't go to. That's when I did the booth thing.
There you go. Yeah, I've never done
the confession. Father, for I have sinned. It has been.
Yep, I do remember.
Since I've been to confession.
Confession. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember as a kid going to confession and just making stuff up because I didn't really know what was a sin.
I did the same thing.
I lied to my mother. Mm-hmm. I was mean to my brother.
I swore. I said damn.
I mean, I just made stuff up because I really didn't know what I was supposed to be saying.
Oh, yeah. As a child, it's like, what? I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
And I don't know how many times I did anything as a kid. I mean, I don't know what.
Well, no.
All day long.
Well, that's the thing. It's like sometimes I go up and he'd be like, do you have anything to confess? And I'd be like, I don't know, probably. And he would be like, well, let's see. Did you lie to anyone? I'm like, oh, yeah, I did do that. And he'd say a few things, like things that every kid does.
Yes.
You know, like every kid lies. Every kid's going to, steal a candy bar out of the pantry every so often, that sort of thing. And I'd be like, yeah, I did do all those things. And he's like, all right, you're absolved.
You guys missed out on one of the great treats in life, the fact that you don't go to confession or any of that stuff. Because when I was a kid, a classmate of mine's grandfather, right, he would go to confession. So, I will be his grandfather, and one of you be the priest, and then I will say my confession like his grandfather did. Okay, so one of you be the priest.
Andy.
I guess I'm the only male here. I don't know. What do you want?
We're not allowed to be priests.
Confession. What do I say? Okay, so son,
it's time to confess your sins.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so son, do you have anything to confess?
Yeah, to tell you the truth, I'm having some problems at home because my wife thinks I drink way too much, he was talking that loud in the confession.
Well, I guess he doesn't care who knows.
I'm a big old booze hound.
Your sins don't need to be secret.
You might have been might have been drunk then.
Or
might have been.
Boisterously hammered.
I don't think I drink too much, but Father, she thinks I'm boozing it up way too much. It's like I'm in the room with you, sir. You're so loud.
He's a priest, not a therapist.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people use clergy as therapist type people.
Yeah, definitely.
I suppose that's true. They do, don't
they? Especially on, it seems like the East Coast, all these movies and shows that are on the East Coast, especially back in the 70s, 80s and stuff, everybody went to the priest for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in Boston.
I don't know how a priest had the time to be everybody's marriage counselor and drug.
Well, it's because those communities are all very Italian, Irish. You know, that sort of thing. People who are their identities revolve around the church and everything like that.
You know, I'm glad you guys brought that up because I was going to bring this up to Mom. There was a woman, and they showed video. She shot a video of herself and put it up on TikTok, I believe it was, talking about how women are much happier now because they don't date white men anymore. And she went on and on and on about white men and why would you want to be with a white man?
Oh, that redheaded woman. Yeah.
Yeah, she just went on and on and on about how you... And then she said, well, it would be the same with a black man? No, it'd be much better. A red man? Much, much better, no question. An Italian? I mean...
I know!
Italians are white, aren't they?
It depends on who
you ask. I thought they were.
Yeah, it depends on who you ask.
They're not?
It depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose the Moors did come up through Italy and create a lot of births, let me put it that way. So was it a reference to the Moors she was talking about?
No, I think, it's like people my age and younger would consider Italians to be just standard white European, whatever.
Them as white European.
But a lot of older people especially don't.
Really?
Huh. I don't know. I think it's...
So what are they?
Maybe way southern.
They're their own thing, I guess.
They're more.
Well, yeah, Sicilians, maybe I could see.
Sicilia.
But
I'm staying out of it.
I don't really.
Ask Frank Vassalero, he's Sicilian.
I don't really care enough either way. They're Italians or they're not.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of Italians who are it's like, speaking of Italians and Irish people, those are two of the groups that tend to be the most I'm 97th generation Italian, but I'm still going to, hang an Italian flag outside my house and eat spaghetti every day, that sort of thing.
Yep.
Kind of weird, to be honest.
I'm going to be a stereotype.
It's like I'm almost entirely German, but I don't have a German flag or pair of lederhosen or anything. But if I was Irish, apparently I would be super into my Irishness.
Some people are just really into their
Yeah,
heritage.
Some cultures stay. Well, it's like, damn, he's very, very Scandinavian.
Very into it.
It seemed like there were two schools of thought with people that came over. It was either we want to assimilate and we don't want to be singled out. We just want to become Americans. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do all that. Mm-hmm. Or there's the people that were like, we're going to group together and live in the same apartments and the same, you know, borough, and we're all going to, you know, retain our culture. It seemed like it was one or the other. Like my friend Joyce, her father was always, they were a Jewish family. When they came over, they changed their name to Ellison.
Mm-hmm.
And her father was always, you know, there's a lot of prejudice against Jews, so we have to try harder. We have to get better grades. We have to be professional. We have to be, you know, responsible. We have to be, you know, better than everybody so that nobody thinks of us as less than, because they came over from bad situations where people were horribly mean to them.
Yeah.
So it just all depends on how you look at stuff.
Are you guys, Andy and Alex, are you shocked by the way Jews are being treated in the world right now? I mean, did you see this coming?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Why is this happening to Jews right now? I just don't get it.
I said it before, because Jews have light skin.
So
that's the
all
ultimate
about being
sin
white.
In the far left cult. It doesn't matter who you are or what you've done. If you have light skin, you are bad.
But some of these people are white that say this.
Well, I mean, you know, you can be taught to hate yourself, no problem.
Oh, absolutely.
I suppose that is true. I just don't really understand how skin color ever became. I suppose it was just for stupid people, it was an easy way to tell someone was not from where you were from.
Well, yeah, it's an easy indicator, generally.
It's a very easy indicator. So they've used it against people. They're using white skin against people now. Mm. After all these years, we're right back to using skin color. I mean, you morons.
Yep.
Well, it's easy for people who are not that intelligent to be talked into all of this stuff. And they're also finding out that all of these college campuses where all this stuff goes, there's at least 30% of the people are outside agitators that are paid to come in and do all of this
stuff. That's a big part of it, yes, absolutely.
It's just, you know, this is all just political stunt crap.
Yep, sure is.
It's garbage, and the fact that these kids are falling for it. I think it's just, you know, I love the demands. Gluten-free bread.
Yeah.
The Plan B pills.
Yeah.
Nobody's asking for condoms, of course, but they want the morning after pill. It's like, so this is just a big old party, you know. We're really making a difference in the world. You know, crap.
Well, it's like whenever they say, like, there was a middle school had a protest where they walked out to protest hunger in Africa. It's like, yeah, they protested having to go to school for one day, so they decided, hey,
exactly.
If I make some crap up, I can just go home. And that's how it is for college students, too. It's like,
yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of them think that they genuinely care about these things, but they don't actually care. They feel emotional because they get whipped up by crowds and stuff like that. But
if you are told and you have no information and no concept of what's actually happening anywhere, and you're told people are just being murdered left and right in their beds, you know, you're going to get upset about that. But, you know,
Sometimes, because, I mean, for the entirety of human history, it's somewhere on the globe there is a genocide going on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But
why
do we care about this one? Agitators coming
exactly.
in, paid
they're getting agitated.
To do all of this. They know exactly how to get people whipped up, and it's very effective. I mean, mobs can happen in a minute.
Let's see, current genocides. We've got the Rohingya genocide. Why isn't anyone talking about that? That's going on right now in Myanmar.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Tens of thousands of people being killed. Who cares, though?
And nobody cares, apparently.
Yep. The Yazidis were killed.
It's not glamorous. And we can't.
Yeah, that's right.
Catholics are being killed all over the place.
Darfur genocide's been going on for 20 years.
Nobody's being paying any attention to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you're right. It is all selective outrage.
Yep, absolutely.
The Uyghur Muslims in China, they're enslaved. Nobody gives a crap.
Nobody cares. Yep.
It's unbelievable.
This is an example of why I love cops so much. I don't know this cop, but I wish I did know this cop. But some of these agitating assholes, they're not even students, they're agitators that are holed out in the third floor of these buildings or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They demanded food. You need to send us some food. You can't treat us like this. First of all, I'm not treating you anyway. You're the one that's holed up in the building.
Yeah, you so decide I'm, to go to storm a building and live in it, and I have to bring you food?
So this one cop said, okay, we'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. So they hoisted up a basket. He put a basket and hooked it up to this hoist so he could get up to the third floor. You know what was in the basket?
No idea.
Bagels.
Well, sure. Who doesn't love a good bagel?
Well,
anybody who's gluten-free.
Anybody.
Yeah, we actually, if you want gluten-free bagels, Trader Joe's is where it's at. Absolutely.
Really?
Yep.
They have
really?
Good gluten-free bagels?
Yep. The ones, I forget what they're called. They're in a purple sleeve thing. But yeah, we buy those. We probably buy 3 sleeves of them a week.
Are they frozen?
No.
They're like with the bread?
Yeah. In the gluten-free section, but yes.
I like it.
Interesting. All right.
But I think it's kind
gluten-free
of funny.
Gluten-free stuff has come a long way.
Sends up a basket of Jewish food.
I don't know. They're everyone's food at this point.
They are now.
We've taken it.
Yeah.
Now, if it was like gefilte fish, then I'd be like,
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose that's
although I'm suspicious of anyone who's willing to eat gefilte fish, no matter who they are.
What is gefilte fish?
Isn't it basically lutefisk?
Isn't it pickled fish?
Yeah, I think it is something like that.
Gefilte fish. I think it's pickled herring, right?
Well, pickled herring is Scandinavian people eat herring a lot, too.
Let's see. It is a poached mixture. It's basically whitefish pâté.
Oh, that's pretty
good. So you debone the white fish
and
grind it up into a paste, and then you eat it. So actually, that's not as gross as I thought it would be.
Oh, I thought it was grosser for some strange reason.
Well,
I went to a herring buffet in Norway.
Yuck.
It literally had 5 or 6 giant tables filled with herring pickled in a million different ways.
200 ways.
I like smoked herring.
Joyce Ellison's mother, who has a, I think, Russian Jewish heritage. I believe she was the one that had Russian heritage. She was in heaven.
Yeah,
really?
All of the herring.
I've never enjoyed a pickled
fish.
Joyce
and I were just like, she dragged us up this mountaintop in a bus for herring.
Well, because kippers are.
She did.
Yeah, kippers are smoked herring. And I like kippers. So if they had smoked herring, I'd eat that. Absolutely.
This was
tasty.
Just
not
so
pickled
many
though.
Herrings.
Fawn had probably what? No. Fawn likes pickled herring.
Really?
Oh, she does.
She likes all fish and anything pickled.
Has she had lutefisk?
Yes.
And
she
likes
like
it?
I don't know that she likes it.
Define
like. I'll have more, but she was like, "It's fine."
I've never
but
had
that's
it.
That's the stuff
I'm afraid.
Soaked in lye.
Yes.
It's soaked in lye. It's like fish jelly.
Sounds toxic.
It's white fish jelly.
Yeah, it's fish that's been like. I don't know. Turned into something else.
Well, you can also, like, Dan makes it for our family Christmas. Yeah. Because you buy whitefish and then you soak it in, and he soaks it in, like, a brine type thing.
Yeah, you don't have to technically use lye. You just have to use whatever. It like, dissolves the cartilage or something. So as long as you dissolve that cartilage, you're good to go.
Yeah. It's like he used some sort of salt water thing. That's what he does.
Collagen.
I don't know, but it's just, it's weird.
I've never had it.
No, it's just there's no occasion
jelly.
Where you would have that. It's like lefse. Nancy Fortner was the first person who gave me lefse.
I like lefse.
Once I found out that you put butter and brown sugar on it, I was like,
I'm
all in.
Well, there you go.
I'm
that's
all
different.
In.
Oh, yeah. Fawn with lingonberry jam and lefse.
Oh,
she will just spoon lingonberry jam into her mouth.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Is there anything they like more than Le Week croissant?
okay, just be normal, please.
It's pronounced Loic Croissant, Dad.
Yeah, Dad.
Yeah, Loic Croissant. It's Loic Croissant.
You used to say croissant, croissant, and now you...
Croissant.
Well, you do what you
if
do you,
if you're linking
things.
It onto something, then you leave off the end. But if it's at the end of the sentence, you say...
Yeah, croissant.
Well,
croissant.
Here, I just want you to know that, like, do you say, like, burrito? Do you say...
Yes, I do. I just did,
I
yes.
do
like
now.
Gallo?
Like, I would like a burrito.
Yeah, like, is this fajita?
I know, I love that when, like, you see someone who's clearly never spoken Spanish before. They go to, like, a local Mexican restaurant. They're like, oh, yeah, can I get one of them burritos,
yeah,
please? It's like you're trying a little too hard.
I know. Well, that's like...
Someone did that. Someone, like, it was like a politician or something.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, they... pander all
yeah just, every they'll like yeah. drop into this extremely yeah. thick Latino accent
yeah, oh
for
yes,
one or two absolutely. Words
or a black just accent and yeah. have a black crowd
I just mm-hmm. I remember one time we were out to dinner and Becky, my British friend, was with us, and I think it was one of the times that I laughed the hardest, like, you know when you're just like you can't stop laughing and you're crying
yes.
and your stomach hurts mm-hmm. and
yes.
you're like, okay, we have to stop now, but then you can't. We were out to dinner with, I don't know, Andy, I don't know if you were there, but we were
where?
out to dinner with Becky. It was in
just
Vegas.
Somewhere? Oh, well, then
Vegas.
No.
No, you weren't. You never went. You went to Vegas that one time, right?
Yeah, I was 14, I think,
yeah.
so 2000-ish.
But we were out to dinner, and we all ordered our beverages, whatever, and then Dad ordered a bottle of Pellegrino. And so the waitress was saying our drink orders back to us, and she was like, one Diet Coke, one iced tea, one lemonade, and one San Pellegrino.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
I was like, Becky and I just looked at each other yeah. and we were like...
San Pellegrino.
And we were like, what was that? And we laughed so hard. And now every time that she and I drink like any sort of sparkling water, we text each other and we're like, San Pellegrino.
Mm-hmm. When's she coming back?
I have no idea.
I don't even know the last time
She's
I saw her.
She's been threatening to come back
She
for
hasn't
years.
Been back since before my kids were born.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
It's been that long?
That's a
Our
long
wedding,
time.
I think, was the last. No.
No.
I was pregnant with Fawn.
Wow. So it was like
was
God,
the last
8 years
Jesus.
Almost?
No.
It's been 8 years.
Yeah. That's
she was here
really?
She was here Valentine's Day when I was pregnant with Fawn. Huh. But I
she
saw
came
her.
To
she,
Florida
came,
once.
She came to Florida 2 years
yeah,
ago,
she did.
I think. And then she was supposed to come last year. And then she adopted a dog that had, he was like a stray in, like...
Wilf?
Yeah. No, not Wilf. She's had Wilf for a while.
Wilf?
Stanley is his name.
Oh, I didn't know she had
he
another
was,
dog.
Yeah, she adopted another dog, and he was a stray on the streets of...
Birminghamshire?
No, like some Middle Eastern country.
Oh,
really?
And he had a lot of anxiety, and he had been hit by a car, and he needed
oh
this, like crazy
oh.
expensive surgery for his leg. And then he had to be sent to a trainer person because he was getting aggressive with people because he had so much trauma and all these things. So she spent a ton of time and money on this dog trying to just get him to a good place. And now he's... in a good place and should be good now. But yeah, she was going to come last year and then all that happened and she's like, I have to help this dog out.
No excuse.
So.
Oh, well, that's nice.
She's hoping, because she still has her like voucher or whatever for her plane ticket because she bought
oh,
a plane ticket. And then she was like, oh, I found out that the dog that I adopted needs a like $2,000 surgery. Yeah.
Nice.
And so she was like, I'll come whenever that's all settled. And then I talked to her a couple weeks ago, and she was like, everything's looking much better with Stanley. So she's thinking maybe the end of summer.
Would she bring the dogs, or mm-mm. does she live
no.
with someone?
Her dad lives with her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she bought her childhood home.
Oh, that's nice.
And then they're building him like a... separate
cottage,
yeah, like a little cottage next to it where he can
a granny
live.
Apartment they call them over there.
Okay. Yep,
yeah,
I'd buy my childhood home, but I don't have 17 hours to mow per day, so.
Yes,
yeah,
yes, but yeah, so
a lot of mowing.
So he will take care of the dogs. But one of the things was Stanley, the dog that she got, was super aggressive toward her dad.
Oh god,
that's not good.
So she was like, we can't, good. I can't leave him with him. Like, he does not like my dad at all. And he would be fine with other people, but for some reason he just did not like but now they're good. Mm. So
all works on it. What time do you have to hit the road?
Oh, good. I just broke this.
Quarter two. I have to start walking over to another.
So we got to go a couple more minutes.
We got other skin things.
Are you doing that other skin weird things, jiggly cooling thing again?
No, I've got a couple other skin cancers. One needs to be burned and one has to be cut on my shoulder. Oh, yeah. She's like, you should come in every 3 months, really.
Jeez, every 3 months?
Fun. I don't want to come in every 3 months and always have an injury.
Yeah, and that stuff's expensive, too, because it's not covered by insurance.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
It is?
Or cancer. Yeah.
Skin cancer?
Biopsies.
They can't get away with that.
Biopsies.
Oh, yeah. My biopsies
Well, that must have been because of your deductible. You must not have met your deductible.
Well, that's the thing is.
Ever.
No, you never will either unless you have something terribly wrong at your
age. The only
age.
Time I have ever met my deductible is the 2 years that I gave birth to human beings.
Yeah. Well, surgery's help. Go get surgery.
So I'm on Medicare now, and they said, we've approved, so the doctor charged like $560 for something. They've approved $241 of the procedure. What we will pay is $200.
There it's like, you go.
So you approve it, but you won't pay for it all. That's interesting.
Do you guys think health insurance is the biggest scam of all time?
The biggest scam ever. Yes.
Dandy, Alex, what do you think?
I don't. It's tough because there's no place that has it right.
Right.
You know, like universal health care sounds fantastic. You don't have to pay any extra. But then, like Becky, who lives in England, told me the story about how on Christmas Day, she was at her aunt's, and her aunt's helps take care of this guy that like lives alone and has no family, her neighbor, and he had had a stroke, and she went to check on him, and he was on the floor and couldn't get up, and she was like, you have to call an ambulance. And she's like, an ambulance takes 10 hours sometimes.
Yeah. What? Jesus.
There's ups and downs to every system.
Yeah,
and,
it's
yeah.
like there's no perfect way.
Oh, no, you can wait 9 months to go see a doctor for something serious at the NHS.
Her grandma or something needed a hip replacement or something, and it's like, it's scheduled for tomorrow. Oh, now you've been bumped because somebody with a worse injury came in and we have to get them. Because they schedule things based on severity, which makes sense, but then you're left in pain for months on end, not knowing when you're actually going to have your surgery.
Yeah, Canada's
my brother
got a lot of
Jeff
the same problem.
Gets most of his medical care through the VA.
Yeah, and that's
he's a veteran,
very
and
similar.
He had to wait for a year and a half to get his knee done.
Yep, year and a half.
God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Brittany, she gets a lot of her stuff done at the VA, and she got glasses. And she was like, they just gave me. I had no choice. It was like, here are these glasses.
Here are your
like
glasses.
Massive old lady glasses. Oh, she was like, well, they're free.
Those, I bet.
So it's,
that's a good look.
It was fine. She's like, this is what the VA gave me. That's pretty hilarious.
Well, I can't have nice glasses anyway because I'll just lose them or break them.
Every single year if I have to get a new prescription. Because my prescription doesn't change that much, but my astigmatism gets worse.
Yeah.
So that has to keep changing. And so I go... And I'm like, give me the cheap. I'm like, what are the cheapest ones that you have? I will lose them or break them, or my kids will get a hold. Like Sage will wear them, or what? I'm like, the cheapest.
Yeah,
please. I'm not allowed to have nice things.
No.
And they're still, you know, $250.
That's actually pretty normal.
Mom's got to start her jaunt.
I do. I got to get out of here.
Jaunt
I got to go get sliced and diced.
Any closing words?
I don't
know. Wear your sunscreen. Wear hats.
Wear sunscreen. Yeah, my Fawn got a little sunburned yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I put sunscreen on her body, and then she changed her shirt and I think like wiped some of it off. And she got a little burnt yesterday. It's already happening.
Yep.
Here.
Yep.
So wear sunscreen and a hat.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Yep.
Or just don't go outside.
Shoulders.
That's the easiest.
Shins and shoulders.
If you spend all of your time outdoors as possible, like I do, wear sunscreen and a hat and stay in the shade.
Or cover up with clothing.
Burka.
Something.
But then you're 1,000 degrees.
Yeah.
I know, but it is the best way.
I can't handle it. No, thank you.
Anyway, wear your sunscreen, Tom Bernard.
Yep.
I will get it done. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Right. Bye.
Bye.